Once his mother tied him with ropes to a motor because she had caught him stealing butter. Then, crawling on her hands, he dragged the motor between a pair of Arjuna trees and pulled them down. The two Arjuna trees were old and thick, and they towered above little Krishna's courtyard. Nevertheless, they were pulled down quite easily by the naughty child. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Nmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsya Namaye Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namucha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Padita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today's verse is speaking about Damodar Leela and the deliverance of Nala Kuvera and Manigriva. This chapter, wonderful Krishna, the Gopas, after the Govardhan Leela, they are actually astonished to see Krishna lifting the Govardhan hill for 7 days and 7 nights. When they saw Krishna's activities, Sukadev Goswami says, when they saw the astonishing activities, when they saw Krishna's activities such as lifting Govardhan hill, unable to understand his transcendental potency, they approached Nand Maharaj and spoke as follows. Then they started speaking about different leelas, what Krishna is performing. And then this verse comes, like yesterday was about Sakatasur Trinavrata, and then now they are coming to this verse. Vrindavan is a place, the transcendental abode of the Lord, where there is no hunger, anger or thirst, whereas in the material world the focus is only on these three things. But there is no hunger, anger or thirst. One is a forest. There are different animals staying. One, like you see in Dhruva Maharaj's case, sages go to one to meditate. Here, Sukadev Goswami is saying that there are different fearful animals, and human beings, they all live together in transcendental friendship. The word vana means forest. We are afraid of the forest and do not wish to go there. But in Vrindavan, the forest animals are as good as demigods, for they have no envy. Envy develops because of desire for sense gratification. But in Vrindavan, there is no sense gratification, for the only aim is Krishna's satisfaction. So now, in Kali Yuga, that time Vrindavan was there, or Krishna was personally there. There were different leelas going on. So we might wonder why Now what do we do in the city of Mumbai? So here also Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam that this Bhagavatam will give you that pleasure. When you hear about Krishna, when you read about Vrindavan, so Prabhupada mentions in the first canto, Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin prati shloka abhadda vati api namani anantasya yashoni ketani grananti gayanti grananti sadava stranvanti gayanti grananti sadava. This literature is full of description of the Supreme Lord and in full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literature, even though imperfectly composed or sung or heard, are accepted by pure men who are thoroughly honest. So this Vrindavan is Ramyasthana. Actually, if you see this whole chapter, the Brajvasis could have, like what we do in Bombay, we have no time. So Brajvasis could have just come and said, what is this, who is this person, why is he, what wonderful, astonishing pastimes he is doing, leelas he is performing. And Nanda Maharaj could have answered in one shloka saying that Garga Muni had said about his lifetime and this chapter would have ended. But actually, they take so much pleasure in just speaking about Krishna. Govardhan Leela, they mention, and then the whole chapter, all the other pastimes of Krishna they are mentioning. So this Vrindavan Ramyasthana, it is Divya Chintamani Dham. The many, many poets and our acharyas have given different description of Vrindavan. Haro Abhakta Kutus Mahad Guna. Without Krishna consciousness, happiness is impossible. One may struggle, but one cannot get happiness. We are struggling for even for existence, we have to struggle in this material world. Srila Prabhupada says, we are therefore trying to give. Prabhupada is saying, I am creating this society, I have created this society and these books. Prabhupada is saying, we are trying to give human society the opportunity for a life of happiness, good health, peace of mind and all good qualities through God consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan in his initial days. He was hearing from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur all the pastimes of Vrindavan. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur noticed that he is very attentive hearing Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he likes to hear, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. So when Prabhupada was describing about Vrindavan, he quotes Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and he says that Ramya Kashi Upasana Vrajavadu Tatrana Kalpita Vrindavana Ramyasthana. It is a Ramyasthana. He says that if anybody to know Krishna is very difficult. To understand Krishna is very difficult. Similarly, to understand Vrindavan also is very difficult. You cannot understand Vrindavan just by going there. Devotees are in Vrindavan. They are very fortunate to be there. The glories of Krishna, nobody can understand. Similarly, Vrindavan, nobody can understand. The land which is known as Vrindavan also has unlimited potency. When you go to Vrindavan, you will find unlimited potency of spiritual atmosphere there. Even today we can see, you know, when we used to go to Vrindavan, there were single, like one person just sitting with a kartal and doing bhajan. And that bhajan was so melodious. And sometimes there are a couple, you know, elderly couple, very old couple, Prabhuji doing kirtan and Mataji doing mridang, or Mataji just repeating what the Prabhuji is saying. And it is very melodious. When you hear them, you know, somebody playing mridang and singing one line of bhajan, Vrindavan was not ordinary. Every singing sound was sweet in his own way, an expert melodist. And everyone sang Krishna. Krishna was present in every song, every bhajan. Even today when you go and sing, you can feel the presence of Krishna. That is Vrindavan. In every occasion, they would remember Krishna. in every event they would remember Krishna. Even today when you go to Vrindavan, you see them, you know, they call out like Radhe Radhe, not like Bombay Hut. Not like that. Bombay is very, so Vrindavan they would chant Radhe Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Hari Bol. That is how they would describe. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is described the greatest ecstasy Lord Chaitanya felt when he was traveling from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. And when he came to near Mathura, it multiplied 100 times. And when he started roaming in the forest of Vrindavan, it multiplied 100,000 times. We cannot experience it. We can just speak about it. Of course, if you come to that stage, you can even experience it. There are devotees who are experiencing it. The Lord's ecstatic love increased 1,000 times when he visited Mathura, but it increased 100 times when he wandered in the forest of Vrindavan. Even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was elsewhere, and only when you chanted the name of Vrindavan, it would be sufficient to increase his ecstatic love. Vrindavan is the earthly manifestation of Lord Krishna's eternal spiritual abode. And some of the authors describe Vrindavan as, devotees have written books, Prabhupada disciples, saying Vrindavan is the playground of the Lord, playground of Lord Krishna. Krishna just played there. So this chapter, Wonderful Krishna, is just speaking of those wonderful pastimes of Krishna. And this specific verse is speaking of Damodar Leela, the month of Kartik. Today is Dhanteras, I think. Tomorrow is Bhau, and then Diwali, Lakshmi Puja. So it is very auspicious. Now Diwali, we hear there are so many pastimes. In South India, they speak of Bali Maharaj. Diwali, it is celebrated on Diwali, celebrated because Bali Maharaj is given permission to come to this material world for 3 days to enjoy. And Ayodhya Vasis speak of Lord Ram coming back after 14 years of Vanvas. And Vrindavan speaks of whole month, Kartik month, celebrating so many festivals. Govardhan Leela, Bahulashtami, Gopashtami, and then Tulsi Vivaha is there, and Damodar Leela. So Mother Yashoda was very upset. Everybody was coming and complaining to Mother Yashoda that your Lala is stealing butter. Mother Yashoda was thinking, we have 9 lakh cows. And it is said, 9 lakh cows, out of that 1 lakh 8,000 cows were given very good grass, so that good milk is given. Out of that, 108 were chosen, the best of 1 lakh 8, of the 9 lakh cows. And out of that, 8 lakh cows were given what? Padmaganda grass. No? Padmaganda grass. And they would give the best of milk. And that was fed to one cow, Kamadhenu cow. And that cow ka milk was chosen and butter was made. So that day was Diwali. Diwali, everybody wants chutti. So all the maid servants were on leave. I don't know what people do with chutti, but everybody wants chutti. So that day, maid servant in Bombay, mothers experience dilemma when maid servants don't come. But in Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda was very happy, so that she could personally churn butter for Krishna. So that day she was churning butter. Now, like, as mothers know, if children are around, you cannot do certain work. So they put the child to sleep first. So Mother Yashoda put Krishna to sleep, and she started churning butter. When she was churning, it is said that she was singing melodiously, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Very melodiously, I can't sing. Very melodiously she was singing. And Srila Prabhupada says, when devotees sit together and chant or sing Sankirtan or chant the holy name of Krishna, Radha and Krishna personally come to hear. So Mother Yashoda is sitting next door and she is singing. So how can Krishna sleep inside? Krishna suddenly came running out, and he caught hold of Mother Yashoda's churning rod. Now, normally we see when mothers are busy or anybody is busy and somebody comes and you get very disturbed. But here Mother Yashoda, Krishna is preventing Mother Yashoda from churning. And Mother Yashoda immediately, because there is so much love and affection for Krishna, she immediately takes him on her lap, on her lap and feeds her milk. Now there is very nice description of this in the Puranas. In Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says, when she saw the milk, and then when she was feeding milk, there was so much exchange of loving reciprocation between Krishna and Mother Yashoda. Krishna was drinking milk, and Mother Yashoda, because of her affection, the milk was increasing in her body. And Krishna was drinking more and more. And she had removed that milk and kept on the pan for boiling. So Acharya say that milk thought, if this raving reciprocation between Mother Yashoda and Krishna continue, Mother Yashoda's milk will never get over and Krishna will never stop drinking milk. This lila will go on forever. So she says the Acharya say that milk felt, now my life is a waste, so I must commit suicide. So she tries to come out of the pot. So immediately, Mother Yashoda, her everything in the household effort of Mother Yashoda was meant for the pleasure of Krishna. So when everything is meant for the pleasure of Krishna, you are very careful, very attentive. So she was very attentive and immediately she put Krishna down and she went to attend to that milk, which was pouring over, boiling over. So even in Damodar Ashtakam, we sang just now, Iti Dikshva Leela Bi Rananda Kunde. 100 times, there is so much love, and this loving reciprocation plunges the whole village. Swagosham Nimanjantam Akyapayantam Tadiyeshu Tagneshu Bhaktir Jitatva Puna Prematastam Satavriti Vande. The whole Vraja was in the pool of ecstasy and declare to whom? The Supreme Master. So the Master, Supreme Master, he only declares to his controller that he is controlled by them. He doesn't show that to the whole world. But sometimes in this Leela, he shows that he is the controller. So who is this Krishna who she just put him down? Brahmaji prays, Chintamani Prakarasadma Shukalpa Vriksha Lakshavateshu Surabhira Vipalayantam. So anyone who desires to be Krishna conscious in motherly affection must meditate on this pastime, Prabhupada says. Everything in the household affair of Mother Yashoda was for the pleasure of Krishna. Sometimes you must take care of more than items important for business. So this is very important, because that milk was to be fed for Krishna. And then when she comes back, she sees Krishna is not there. So she starts searching for Krishna. Krishna becomes very angry when she was put down by Mother Yashoda. So he had false tears in his eyes and he was rubbing his eyes. And then he went and sat on a mortar. He took a stone and broke all the butter pots. And he was sitting and eating in solitude. Now there are big, big pandits or ascetics meditating on the Lord in solitude. And Krishna is sitting and eating butter in solitude. So Krishna was enjoying. Gopis would control Krishna the way they wanted, it is said. It is said in one of the shlokas in Bhagavatam that they would offer him sweet meat and they would ask him to dance. Now who is Krishna? In Bhagavatam it is said, Krishna is Yoginam Api Sarvesham. In Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, Yoginam Api Sarvesham Madgatar Antar Atmanah Saddhavan Bhajateyo Mam Same Bhakta Yato Tamaha Mataha. He said, Tamo Mataha means, it is my opinion, it is his opinion. And he would say that whoever surrenders into him, renders service, loving service to Krishna, Krishna is intimately associated with them, unites with them. And then it is also spoken in Bhagavad Gita that Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam. All this offering, whatever, butter, whatever, everything has to be offered to Krishna. Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwara. But here it is other way around. Krishna is just put down and other things are attended. And again Krishna, when she comes to find Krishna, Krishna is not there. So Mother Yashoda starts searching for Krishna. Krishna has gone into a place and is enjoying that butter. And then it is said he was, you know, in Vrindavan, when you open your tiffin box, who are the first people who come there? Monkeys. So suddenly all those monkeys came and Krishna started distributing all the butter to monkeys. And Mother Yashoda quietly saw, and she saw the footprints of Krishna. She didn't have to call some detective agency to find out who the theft was, what the theft was. Immediately she could find out it was Krishna. It was the job of Krishna. So she suddenly went and she searched for Krishna, and she saw Krishna sitting on a motor. So she quietly went and tried to catch Krishna. Krishna saw her from behind and immediately jumped off the motor and he started running. And when he was running, there is a very beautiful poetry or a song, you know. Krishna says, "Main nahi makhan khayo." So Krishna is telling, I didn't steal this butter. So devotees of Krishna in Vrindavan, it is said that they are always speaking about Krishna. Mat chitta, mat gata prana, bodhayantas parasparam. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service. And they derive great satisfaction and bliss, always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Katayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. So it is natural when the child, something is taken away, he becomes angry. So Krishna became very angry and he broke all those pots. Seeing the broken pots, Krishna not present, Mother Yashoda definitely concluded that Krishna, it is the work of Krishna and there is no doubt about it. So now Krishna is caught and Mother Yashoda is running behind him to catch him. Actually it is very difficult, she could not catch. And then finally she catches him, but she doesn't give up. She finally catches him and she has a whipping stick in her hand. Now seeing the whipping stick, Krishna is very afraid. Krishna is feared, fear person. It is said fear personified is fear of Krishna. But here Krishna is very fearful of Mother Yashoda. Just by seeing the whipping stick, Krishna shows his, actually why Krishna is performing all these pastimes? Krishna shows his kindness by displaying his pastimes. The most attractive of all that is in Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada offers the process by which we can attain the purity, maturity to enter the spirit of those pastimes. Krishna is displaying these pastimes only to attract. It's a wonderful pastime only to attract the fallen souls. But Srila Prabhupada is offering the process by which we can attain the purity and maturity to enter the spirit of these activities, especially which are recited in the 10th canto. Krishna is the supreme attractive absolute. Even Atma Ramas become attracted to hearing of Krishna's pastime, especially this Makhan Chor pastime. Arjuna was once very fearful when he saw the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. And he helplessly calls out, "Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Bhaktanam Abhayankara." Now here Krishna, and Arjuna says, why Krishna, why he called out for Krishna? He says, "Oh my Lord, you are the almighty personality of Godhead. There is no limit to your different energies. Therefore only you are competent to instill fearlessness in the hearts of your devotees." And here Krishna, in this pastime, Krishna is fearful of a stick. Arjuna, the greatest warrior, is praying that Krishna instills fearless in his devotees when you helplessly call out for Krishna. And here Mother Yashoda's stick is scared of. The supreme personality of Godhead is scared of one stick. Fear, material world, everybody is fearful. Fear and its accompany needs to defend are the core principle governing the material world. This fear and the accompanies of fear. Every living entity is fearful. Everyone lacks security. Everybody wants security. Everybody is fearful of birth, old age, disease, death. Only Krishna can instill fearlessness. So Arjuna says, why Krishna can instill fearlessness? He says, "Tvam adhyay purusham shakshat ईश्वर प्रकृति परः मयां युद्धस्य चाक्त्या कैवल्य स्थित आत्मनि. यू आर द ओरिजिनल पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडेड. यू एक्सपैंड योर सेल्फ, यू एक्सपैंड हिमसेल्फ मीन्स योर सेल्फ इन ऑल द क्रिएशन एंड यू आर ट्रांसेंडेंटल टू मटीरियल नेचर. You can cast away the effect of material energy by dint of your spiritual potency. Krishna can cast away all the difficulties and illusions of this material energy by only by his potency. You are always situated in everybody's heart with eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge. Krishna is actually more powerful than illusion. Krishna is the ultimate cause of all causes. Mother Yashoda, Mother Kunti is also prays about these pastimes. Mother Kunti is praying, you are rubbing the mascara of your eyes, mascara from your eyes, and you are afraid. Though fear personified is feared of you, this sign is very bewildering. Fear personified is feared of you, and you are fearful of Krishna, Mother Yashoda's stick. So this is very bewildering. So she says, Queen Kunti also in her prayers says that, O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in other things, doing certainly can attain your feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. That is the power of Krishna. But in Vrindavan, just few shlokas before this, they are considering themselves very ordinary. The Brajvasis feel they are very ordinary. They feel that since this small boy performs such extraordinary activities, he could not warrant a birth among worldly men like us. Brajvasis are considering themselves worldly. And they are saying his birth could seem to be very contemptible. He says, we are worldly people. Why Lord had to appear in amongst us? So what is our predicament when Brajvasis think they are worldly? So we cannot achieve this state of the Brajvasis immediately. Or Prabhupada would say, you know, it took me 30 years to perfect my chanting. We don't know if we will perfect or not, but Prabhupada took 30 years. So it is not very easy. So this Brajvasis would always speak about Krishna. That was their duty, prescribed duty. Whatever you say, they would just speak about Krishna. If we attend one whole morning program, Mangala Arati to Bhagavatam, we are completely exhausted and we need some rest. We need a break. We are so used to taking breaks. So we need a break. But here, Brajvasis never took a break. Even after Govardhan Leela, 25 shlokas, they are just speaking about Krishna. Gopis were engaged in household activities, they would just speak about Krishna. Whatever activities they were engaged in, they would discuss only about Krishna. The Gopas, whole day, they would play with Krishna. Whole day. And after they came back, they didn't take a break. They would sit with their family members and speak about Krishna. So whole time they were engaged in Krishna Leela. They could have actually, this whole chapter like I mentioned. So in Janmashtami also once Prabhupada, the Gopas and the Gopis spent, actually when Akrura came and took Krishna away to Mathura and Dwarka, the Gopas and the Gopis spent the rest of their life only speaking about Krishna, just doing Krishna Leela. In Janmashtami, once Prabhupada was speaking on Krishna Leela. Actually, all the devotees were very tired doing Janmashtami work and everybody was dozing off. But Prabhupada was, you know, like His Holiness Saswarup Goswami Maharaj speaks of Prabhupada and he says, Prabhupada is a resident of Vrindavan. He was a Brajvasi, resident of Vrindavan. Even though he was in New York, he would just speak about Krishna Leela. And in that night, everybody was fasting and he asked his devotees to speak Krishna book. And they read one chapter. Everybody was taken over by sleep. Everybody was falling on the ground. Because whole day devotees are working, they were fasting, they were absolutely tired. But Prabhupada was engrossed in Krishna Katha. And then he said second chapter, third chapter, fourth chapter. And then he realized all the devotees were, then he felt very compassionate. So then he stopped. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Gadadhar Pandit and speak Dhruva's pastimes, you know. And Gadadhar Pandit would speak the same pastimes in different tunes. Same pastime in different tune. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit and enjoy, relish it. 100 times he would hear the same pastime in a day. So now Krishna was running in fear, and Mother Yashoda finally happens to catch him. When Mother Yashoda was catching him, because Krishna was very swift, he was a young boy, he was very swift, and Mother Yashoda was running behind him, all her flowers from her hair was falling, her dress was becoming loose, her hair was becoming loose, and all the flowers were falling one after another, it's falling after her. And then finally she managed to capture Krishna. So Krishna confirms, therefore, that if one wants to capture me, one must take up to devotional service. Otherwise you can't capture Krishna. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yas chasmi tattvatah tato mam tattvato jyatva vishate tam atma anantam anantavan anantavan. Bhaktas enter even the planet of Krishna Loka very easily, without difficulty. When Mother Yashoda caught Krishna and saw the stick in Mother Yashoda's hand, he became more fearful. He was became very fearful. And then he admitted, like he says, Ha maya mori, mai nahi makhan khayo. Then he admits, yes, I only had makhan. But please forgive me, I had makhan. So he admits to being an offender. Then she looks at Krishna, crying. Mother's heart is the softest, if you have felt it. So suddenly she feels very compassionate for the mischievous boy. She feels very compassionate and she throws the stick. Because she realizes now Krishna has become very fearful of the stick. So immediately she throws the stick. When she throws the stick, but she doesn't leave Krishna. She said, I should bind you. Because she was compassionate, but at least because of this thing, she wanted to discipline the child. She wanted to teach him a lesson. So it is said, Mother Yashoda caught catching her beautiful son by her hand, mildly began to chastise him. Great demigods like Lord Brahma and Shiva always worship the Lord by meditation and service. Even the most powerful Yamraj was fearful of Krishna. He told his Yamdutas, don't ever go near the devotees of Krishna. Forget going near, forget binding them or capturing them. You should never go. In the Ajamil Leela, you see, Yamraj is telling Yamdutas. He instructed Yamdutas not even to approach the devotees, what to speak of capturing them. But here, Mother Yashoda is capturing Krishna. Mother Yashoda was always overwhelmed by intense love for Krishna. Not knowing who Krishna was and how powerful he was, because of material affection for Krishna, she never even cared to know who Krishna was. That was her love for Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada very beautifully describes in this chapter, in this shloka, in the purport, Prabhupada writes, it was not that Mother Yashoda wanted to punish Krishna or chastise Krishna, she bind him. She was fearful that because of the stick, Krishna has become so fearful, he might leave the house and go out of fear. Just to protect Krishna, she bind Krishna, not to punish him. Because she was always in love with Krishna, so much she loved Krishna, how could she bind Krishna? She could not do that. She could not ever punish Krishna or chastise him. It was purely out of love. Mother Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna not in order to chastise him, but because she thought that the child was so restless that he might leave the house in fear. That would be another disturbance. There would be, if he would have left, there would have been one more Leela. So now Krishna is caught and they want to bind Krishna. So Mother Yashoda tries to bind Krishna. Now Krishna is showing his potency. Now here, till now Krishna was afraid and crying and everything. Now here, finally Krishna shows his potency, shows that he is not ordinary. She tries to bind him, and every time she tries to bind him, the binding rope is two fingers too short. She can't bind him. She becomes very fatigued by this endeavor. Now here Krishna is showing his potency, he is showing his majesty. You cannot bind me. Nobody can bind me just like that, Krishna says. It is there in Mahabharata when Krishna goes for, what is that, Shantidut. Krishna becomes Shantidut and goes. And Duryodhan tries to bind Krishna. Duryodhan wants to call, calls his soldiers and says, you bind Krishna.
Pitama Bhishma says, you are foolish, don't even try this.
He warns him, don't try this, you are foolish. And Krishna shows his Virata Swarup. Nobody can see it. Only it is said, Mahabharata, Vidura and Bhishma saw, or I think Dronacharya. Or Vidura and Bhishma, I think, saw. So nobody can bind Krishna. Even ascetics cannot bind Krishna by meditation. How could Duryodhan bind? Only devotees can bind Krishna. Krishna, only Brajavasis can do this. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayavanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Everything is one because Krishna is the supreme cause of everything. Krishna cannot be measured or calculated by Vedic knowledge. Vedeshu Adurlabham. He is available only to devotees. Devotees can handle him because they act on the basis of loving service. Thus, Mother Ashoda wanted to bind him. But every time it was two finger too short. Now actually, we see, you know, even in Bombay, you are more interested in finding out what is happening in the neighbor's house. So all the neighbors came, all the Brajavasis. Kya ho raha hai? Krishna ne kya kiya? Why are you binding Krishna? So then she says, there is complaint of his butter, stealing butter. And today I caught him red-handed. That's why I'm binding him. So all the party joined. Everybody came. There was a big festival. The whole village people, all the neighbors came and started binding Krishna. Still it was two finger too short. They could not bind. Now it is, Shastra say that Krishna's waist must be whatever size. So why do you need the rope of the whole village to bind a little boy? So it was just, that is Vrindavan. That is the glory of Vrindavan. Every act is a festival. Every song is just for the pleasure of Krishna. Every action is for the pleasure of Krishna. So, but Krishna, there is one, because Mother Yashoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration and the flowers and comb was falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw that, his mother very fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. And then he got bound. Otherwise you can't bind Krishna. So now, when Mother Yashoda sees Krishna fearful of the stick, she throws the stick. That is loving reciprocation. And when Krishna sees Mother Yashoda fatigue, he feels compassionate and he gets bound. So this whole pastime sounds like a punishment for Krishna for his mischief. But actually it is just loving reciprocation between the mother and the child. It is just loving reciprocation between Krishna and his pure devotees. But when there is competition, always Krishna accepts to be defeated. That is the glory of Krishna. This Leela speaks of how Krishna was like to be punished, but it was reciprocation of loving reciprocation. Krishna sometimes agrees to be defeated. Even in Bhishma Dev, in the Yudh, Bhishma Dev, in the Kurukshetra war, Bhishma Dev, Krishna takes a vow that I will not lift a weapon. But Bhishma takes another vow. He says, I will make you lift a weapon. So finally, Krishna could have stopped Bhishma Dev even without running towards him with the wheel. So actually, that day, Bhishma was about to kill Arjuna and Krishna lifts up the wheel and goes to, and that time Bhishma suddenly puts the weapon down and with folded hands he starts praying. So that is the beauty of Krishna. Krishna always gets defeated in front of his devotees. Ye yatamam prabaddante tamstataeva bhajamyaham. As a living entity surrenders to Krishna, I reward him accordingly, Krishna says. And then Mother Yashoda becomes busy with her household activity. Krishna is bound. In one place, one acharya says that suddenly Balramji comes there and says, Krishna is bound. Who did this to you? Tell me. I will destroy the whole universe, Balramji says. So Krishna says, Mother Yashoda, Maya. So when Krishna says Maya, he says, oh, you must have done some mischief. I don't want to fall between you all. And Balramji goes away from there. And then Mother Yashoda becomes again busy in churning butter. Everything she does is for Krishna. So now Krishna is disciplined, but Krishna is not going to keep quiet. He is not come there to just to sit quiet, tied in a bound. So he, with the motor, he starts moving, and he comes between, he sees these two Kamala Arjuna trees, and he drags the motor between them. If you apply science, there is a rope, there is a heavy motor, and one personality is pulling, and there is a very big two Kamala Arjuna tree. The first thing that should happen, the rope should break, according to science. But it doesn't happen that way. Krishna is beyond material science. Immediately, the two Kamala Arjuna trees fall, and two effulgent personalities come out of the Kamala Arjuna tree, and they start praying to Krishna. They start very, and Krishna just smiles at them. Two trees have fallen, and Krishna is not bewildered. A small child, if a tree falls, what will happen? So Krishna is smiling, bound with the motor, bound on the roper, on the motor by a rope. And immediately the two effulgent personalities start praying. Namam parama kalyana, namam parama mangala, vasudeva shantaya, yadunam pataye namaha. They offer obeisances to Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. You son of Vasudev, the most peaceful, let us offer obeisances to you, they say, at your lotus feet. And then they tell what is the cause of their being there. You know, there is a whole pastime. I think I am going beyond time. So suddenly they say, darshanam nau bhagavata rishir asid anugraha. It is just by the anugraha of Narad Muni we have got this benediction to be in your courtyard and see your wonderful pastime. And they offer obeisances. So Krishna again says, yes, I knew you all were there. I even know why you all were here. But I never wanted to come here, come near you all. Because you all were proud and you all offended devotees. Like you all offended Narada Muni. That's why I never wanted to come near you. But only I had to obey my devotees. I am bound by my devotees. Only for the pleasure of Narada Muni and to obey his order, I have come to deliver you, Krishna says. Similarly, sadhu sang, sadhu sang. Just by association of Narada Muni, they perfected their life. Sadhu sang, sarva shastra kaye. Lava matra sadhu sang, sarva siddhi hoy. Similarly, the Western world was bewildered by all the material enjoyment. And Prabhupada just went and delivered them. Not them, all of us. Prabhupada, only by Prabhupada's mercy, whatever we are doing today is just purely by Prabhupada's mercy. So it was Prabhupada's endeavor and Prabhupada's hard work and Prabhupada's mercy that we can enjoy all these wonderful pastimes of Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.